To discuss the implications federally for the Liberal Party is WA MP and Deputy Federal Opposition Leader Julie Bishop. She's speaking with our Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis.
Julie Bishop, is Stephen Smith right? Was it just time up for Labor in the West?
It was more than that, Lyndall. This would have to be one of the most remarkable political contests in Western Australian history. But 4 weeks ago, Alan Carpenter called this election early so that Labor would win. He had a redistribution that clearly favoured the Labor Party. It had in fact been designed by Labor to eliminate the country vote. The timing of the election avoided the release of a damning Crime and Corruption Commission report. But the people have sent Labor a clear message. They've rejected Labor and they don't want it to form government. It was considered a scandal-ridden government, a bad government. A third of its ministry has been sacked in its lifetime. And there was a sense that the government hadn't used the benefits of the mining boom in this state to improve living standards for Western Australians.
Is there a message more in this for other state Liberal oppositions that if they get their act together and with Labor government problems that they can really turn it into a win? A message more for state Liberal governments than for the federal Liberals?
There is a very clear message both for federal Labor and state Labor governments, and that is that people are sick of all talk, no action. The feedback that we got, our people got out door knocking, was that they were disillusioned with the Labor state government, they were disillusioned with Kevin Rudd, and the message we got back time and time again was these guys are just all talk, no action. There was...
And important too to get the leadership right?
Well, I was just going to say there was one clear federal issue, and that was the new tax that Kevin Rudd is imposing on Western Australian gas on the North West Shelf. Now, this new tax meant that domestic gas and electricity prices would be higher in Western Australia. Alan Carpenter backed Kevin Rudd, backed the federal government to impose this new tax. Colin Barnett condemned the federal government for the new tax. The people of Western Australia expect their leader to stand up for Western Australia and most definitely to stand up against any federal government that imposes a tax on Western Australians.
At the federal level, there are two by-elections yesterday. Labor didn't stand a candidate in either of those. In the New South Wales seat of Lyne, the Nationals have lost to an independent. In the South Australian seat of Mayo, there was a swing against the Liberal Party of more than 10% on the primary vote. What message does that send?
Well, the Mayo by-election had some unusual characteristics. Labor did not field a candidate. There were 11 candidates, none of them Labor. And as we've seen in the past, that creates a very unusual set of circumstances. Eight of the candidates were preferencing each other, so there was always going to be an unusual result in Mayo.
Are you confident you can hold on to Mayo?
Yes, I'm confident that we will win the seat.
Are you a little disappointed, though, with the swing?
I'm not surprised in the circumstances where there is no member of the current government standing. If people have a frustration, they'll take it out on the major party. I mean, Labor didn't have the courage to run a candidate because in every election since Kevin Rudd was elected in November, the people have voted against Labor. There's been a swing against Labor in the federal Gippsland by-election, in the Northern Territory, and now in Western Australia. So Labor, rather cunningly, did not run a candidate in Mayo. I believe the result would have been vastly different had they done so.
The Nationals are now down to 9 representatives in the House of Representatives. Is it time to consider a federal merger?
Well, obviously that is a matter that we're discussing at a federal level. Here in Western Australia, the National Party has done very well. And I point out that the National Party has traditionally supported the Liberal Party. We've worked in coalition, we've worked in partnership, and I believe the people who voted for the National Party would expect them to support the Liberals in forming government. People sent their message. They don't want the Carpenter government, and I'm sure the National Party would want to reflect the will of the people in this state.
Julie Bishop, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
The Deputy Opposition Leader and West Australian, Julie Bishop, speaking there.